Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Jeff Holland, illustrious Jeff Holland, and he's going to show us a fantastic demo, end-to-end, of the serverless platform in Azure. But not just any part of the serverless platform. He's going to show all kinds of
amazing stuff. The whole thing. Buckle up
and strap in, because this is going to be a wild ride. And I don't mean Mr. Toad style.
That's a fact.
I don't know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do it again. No. So please, tell everyone who you are.
Sure. Yes.
For those two people who don't know.
That's a fact. Two of the three watchers who don't know. And hi, Mom, by the way. Thank you so much.
Nice. One extra viewer for me. Which is nice.
So I am Jeff Holland. I am a program manager here in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And I not only...
You've been on the show before.
No, I haven't.
No, really?
No, I have not. This is my debut. Very exciting day. Dressed up in my nice blue shirt.
Your Azure Blues.
In my Azure Blues. And I focus on, like Corey said, serverless. So Azure Functions, Azure Logic Apps, Azure Event Grid. Not only get to help build it, but I enjoy using it myself.
We didn't do a Logic Apps demo. I'm pretty sure we did.
Kevin Lamb. Don't look that episode up. It needs no more views.
Okay. Well, yeah. Please proceed.
And now you're down to two viewers.
Yeah.
All right. So I will start this with a little bit of a story, because this is how serverless... Yeah, I'll paint a
Bob
picture.
Rossett,
Bob Rossett. So for the holidays, I was gifted a video IoT doorbell that I stuck at my house. And when you ring the doorbell, it's got a camera on it. It takes a recording of the entire whatever interaction of the doorstep. Mm-hmm. And then it sends a ping, in my case, to my phone to say, hey, someone's at your door. Mm. So that's cool. It's a nifty device, relatively inexpensive. But what I wanted to do is take it to the next level, you know, crank it up to 11.
It's before your time.
Yeah, it was.
It's before my time.
So I hooked it up to Azure Serverless. And I'm going to show you that now, and it's pretty cool, the capabilities that are there. I'm going to show you how these pieces fit together. And this whole thing that we're going to demo is all posted on GitHub. There's docs and blogs that show you how to build something just like this. So the first part of it is...
Without further ado.
Yeah. Someone rings my doorbell, okay? I need to know that someone rang my doorbell. So I'm here in Visual Studio Code, which is a phenomenal place to write Azure Functions.
And what? Look at this, you're right.
In fact, I'm in JavaScript. One thing to call out, we do have a brand new Azure Functions extension right inside Visual Studio, so I can create apps here, I can publish apps, I can manage my apps. It's very nice. So I wrote a really simple Azure Functions. You can see here, not very long, where all I'm really doing is check to see if someone has rang my doorbell. I've got a timer. So in my case, I look every 15 seconds. And if somebody rings my doorbell, I'm going to send that event to Event Grid. So what this enables me to do, instead of my function having to do any action, I'm going to leverage Event Grid, which we have talked about before. I think marketing, there is a space right there. What Event Grid allows me to do is publish these events and then instantly have them routed to any consumers who may be interested in an event.
Awesome.
It happens instantly, push-based, it's all serverless,
right.
Super
convenient.
Just a few
clicks on the buttons, and we've seen that actually on the we have invited Dan on the
Dan, show. Yes, Dan, that's a phenomenal one. Check that one out. Dan talks about Event Grid. I'm playing favorites a little bit
clearly.
Gaining enemies.
Yes.
But you can see here in my Azure Event Grid, in my subscription, I've been able to automatically add in I did this. It'd be amazing if this automatically
read your mind. Machine learning to the next level.
That's
Skynet style.
Scary. I was able to register two endpoints right now. In this case, when someone rings my doorbell, I want to notify a function.
And a logic.
And I'm going to notify a logic app.
And the case that it shows the functions is lowercase, logic apps is camel case.
You take from that
sort
whatever
of camel
you will.
Case. Actually, not camel case. It's just uppercase.
Yeah, that's... what's a Freudian slip when you're typing and you miss the shift key? I don't know. Let me know. You said Freud
know.
And Corey's gone.
I just like
but what's great about Event Grid is not only
show.
Does it notify these instantly, but if, let's say, tonight I say, you know what, now I want this IoT doorbell to know about this, or I want another thing to know, without me having to go and change any of this function code, I just add a new listener, and that thing's going to get notified on those events, too. Just plug and play. There we go. So the next piece I'm going to show...
Before your time.
So one of the listeners I showed you was an Azure Logic App. And you have seen Logic Apps before, as Corey rubbed in. And
those demos were fantastic,
yeah,
as compared to this one.
I'm using here the event grid trigger. So I was able to just come in here and say, hey, listen to any events coming from my Ring doorbell, mm-hmm, in this case. Mm-hmm. And what Logic Apps lets me do in the serverless space is now create an orchestration. So now I can do a process on top of that doorbell. So here, I'm waiting for the recording to finish. It will like record as long as there's someone there. Mm-hmm. So I have this loop here where this is going to loop around and wait 15 seconds and then check again.
Yep.
With an Azure function.
Right.
Once the go ahead. You got a question?
No, please. Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Once the recording's ready, this is where the magic
jumpy,
happens.
By the way, a little bit jumpy.
This is where the magic happens. If you stuck with us this long, here's the payoff. There is a connector out of the box with Logic Apps, because Logic Apps has over 200 connectors. So I don't have to write this code. It's managed for me from the platform. This is to the Video Indexer service, which is one of the Azure Cognitive Services. Yeah. This is like a mashup service where it's actually going to take any video feed, grab all the people out of it, the sentiment, the transcript, everything, emotions.
Try and do some facial recognition, see if it's
all
Google.
Of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that with my doorbell. So now I have a record of who's come to my doorbell, what was spoken on my doorbell. I could add in more logic to like text me and be like, hey, you were out of town and Corey's been knocking on your door for 45 minutes and he won't leave. And
I mean,
that's good to
I
know.
I was looking for a place to stay.
And now I can know through serverless. So I upload that video to Cognitive Services. Again, I didn't write this code. I just kind of said, pass in the recording URL.
Pass in. Just
gave it a name.
Boom.
Yep. And now I have another loop where I'm waiting until that's processed. I'm going to get the details of the video. And my last step, the grand finale, is sticking all that data into Cosmos DB.
And you can then go do any sort of additional analytics you want to at that point.
That's right. So if I actually come in here and open up the Video Indexer portal, this is where it gets a little bit creepy, but you can see this is like
so this
real.
This is the video, cognitive videos.
This is the cognitive video service that all my doorbell videos are getting uploaded to. So if I was to grab one of these and open it, you'd be able to see all the analytics. Like this is the one this morning, probably when I was leaving for work. So you can see I said
that's it.
The word love because I'm such a good husband. So I was talking, see there I am saying hi even. But all this got
processed.
Did
you know this was gonna happen?
It's almost like I knew I was gonna be on Tuesdays with Corey today. So this is the video that automatically got uploaded, five views even.
112, this was on 112.
That's right. Oh, I don't know when this is published. Oh. The magic of Hollywood. but that's it. So that is end-to-end.
Fantastic.
What's awesome here, too, the grand, I've said grand finale like 80 times. What's great, though, is if I come in here and look at my bill, so far this whole month I've paid maybe 8 cents for this entire solution. I don't have a bunch of visitors, as you can see from the event grid graph. But it spins up,
so you're
does that logic
more
for me.
Normally popular people would pay a lot more.
Maybe. but like, I don't need a server running 24/7 to process the events when, you know, the mail carrier comes and rings my doorbell. So serverless is a great fit for this. And if for some reason it did, I got a ton of visitors for whatever reason.
You pay just for, yeah,
maybe as a result of this.
People are coming by. They want to see what you got.
Then it would scale up.
Then it would scale up.
And I only pay for what I
have so many visitors that I can only run it with VMs. Lots of VMs.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking hundreds of VMs at my door.
Yes.
Just waiting.
You know, if you're going VMs, at least go Azure VMs. That's all I got to say.
All right. I'm joking, of course.
Yes.
I don't have any visitors except you, Jeff.
This is getting a little too real.
This is too real. Jeff, thank you so much. This is awesome.
Great
we have you on
here
for another show.
Yes.
Next week, I think we're going to have you come back on talking about durable functions.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, mark
stay
your
tuned
calendars.
For that. Enjoy that. And with that, thank you so much for joining us. If you have questions for us, we'll put his hash name, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a hash name on Twitter.
I'm so tired. We'll put him on the tweet out. Hit us up with questions with hashtag Azure TWC. And with that, have a lovely Tuesday. And thank you, Jeff, so much for joining.
Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks.
But make it my voice. Yeah. That was some really nasty flies in the air. All right. You should put that, by the way. That would be perfect. What I just said. Flies in the air.